like this, leaving even Simon Cowell speechless for want of an appropriate insult, you probably have no future as a singer, but...
Sing we now, sing for the ear, sing for the laugh and sing for the tear.
Even if you sound like this, riffing like Steven Tyler, you're still a long way off from getting a verified Twitter account and getting your songs downloaded via iTunes. The process from good voice to celebrity singer is a complicated and confusing one. Miss Ketso has recently signed a contract with Q Code, a sister record label to Warner Music. But this only came through her agent, David Nash. She says her agent plays a very important role in her career and life.
He looks after me now. You know, everything and anyone has to go through him. He can't touch me anymore, can't go through me. And he'll get me gigs, get me signings by record labels, publishers. He basically takes the stress away from me.
With her first few tracks ready and a record label in hand, she looks set to be launched into the music scene. But she knows that she has to make tracks that please the listeners and is prepared to be flexible about her approach.
What this is all about, I have to make tracks what the public want. So I'll make a track, release it, see what feedback's like. If they're not feeling it, then I'll know to make something different and I'll just keep playing around until I hit nail on head.
But other artists aren't as willing to accommodate for changes, preferring to stick with their style. Jeremiah signed a deal with Universal last year, releasing his first single in November. But the record label route hasn't quite been so smooth for him.
We're still working with Universal. They're still, you know, I'm still contracted to them, but now I'm taking a more independent route, as in I'm going to be working with my guys again, the same producers that I've always worked with, because I didn't want to go down the route that they wanted me to, and they've accepted that, and now I'm doing my own route with my own producers.
But what about bands that are just getting started and have only secured a few fringe gigs?
Spiders cover the walls, my life's in wet.
Blood Bears is a young Sheffield band with bright prospects. They have already performed at a few gigs and are looking for the next step. Richard Jackson, their 18-year-old guitarist, says they haven't yet had the chance to even meet agents or record labels.
We've never really had that opportunity, so we just try and impress bands that we play with.
Ben Wheeler, director of Drunken Boy Records, an independent record label from Rotherham, stresses on the importance of having the right song to begin with.
Well, basically, it's all about coming up with the right song. If you've got a good enough song and the public is behind you enough, because that's the main thing. You can't put a single out, you can't put an album out if there's no interest.
There's a long journey a song takes from the singer's larynx to Apple's iTunes servers. And record labels are an important component in that route. It isn't always easy working with them, but with the right song, at least you have the right start. So for all you know, Blood Bear's track, Spiders, may just be the next UK number one.
Life is legs, the tightrope walk across a knife edge.